Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be going to our InfoWars team live on the ground in California in the next segment. But in this segment, I want to take a couple of your calls and get you to weigh in on what you think is happening with this open border situation. Let's go to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're part of the North American Union, according to Pelosi and Petraeus. How do you feel about this immigration situation?
Well, I'm just wondering here. If I were to decide to jump the border from the north here and I got picked up by ICE, would they just give me a bus ticket to anywhere in the U.S. and a little summons and send me on my way?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, a few years ago when we had gone into Canada several times on vacations, and I remember we went after September 11th, and the Canadians were just fine with us coming across showing a driver's license, and they could see that we had an American tag and everything. But we didn't have passports or anything with us. And I had my sons who were very young at the time. And when we came back, they were really upset, almost didn't let us back in. I don't think they would let us in today. I don't think they would let you in from Canada. I know they wouldn't let you in at the airport because they are cracking down even harder at the airport. When we came back from Copenhagen, we had to go through customs. We had to go through TSA twice. We had to, you know, the usual routine that's been there for quite some time. And, of course, that is still there. They're even cracking it down with more trivia now.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we've got 4,000 kilometers, longest unprotected border in the world. There's a million and one places out in Saskatchewan. I could literally just walk across a farmer's field, and I'm in the United States. Just keep walking. Get in a taxi cab, go to the nearest town, get on a Greyhound bus, and if I got stopped by a border patrol, would they kick me back across the border, arrest me, deport me? I bet you any money I would be back in Canada within 24 hours.
Let me ask you, Adam, you're in Canada. What's going on with people who are coming not from Canada but going into Canada? Are you guys offering the same incentives that we are? Because, you know, we've got a North American Union that includes, people from Mexico should be able to go into Canada and live off of the welfare state in Canada as well. Do you guys
We do have that issue. You go up to almost any major city in Canada now, and you can go to what we call work corners, and you'll find Guatemalans, San Salvadorians, Mexicans, all sorts of Latin American peoples. In Vancouver now, because Vancouver's got the nicest climate in Canada, there are tons and tons and tons of illegal immigrants there just filling up the homeless shelters, going on the welfare rolls.
That illustrates a point. It's not just America. It's also Canada. It's also European countries where they are bringing in massive, uncontrolled immigration because that Cloward and Piven strategy applies everywhere. This is a globalist plan to create regional consolidation, to take down the economies, to strengthen the government, and then to collect all of those regional economies into a global government. So the same thing is happening, we hear, throughout Western Europe. They're bringing in uncontrolled immigration to essentially divide and conquer the population, to balkanize the countries, to collapse the countries from a Cloward and Piven strategy on welfare. Thank you, Adam from Canada. Let's go to Damien in Indiana. Damien.
Hi. I had an idea of how can we, as patriots, possibly adopt some of these children so that they don't get indoctrinated by those bringing them across the border. They get indoctrinated by, true patriots and freedom lovers. Is that a possible solution? Can we chip away at this problem by doing that?
Well, absolutely, and that's what we need to work at. This is fundamentally an information war. But understand that when they try to bring them in at a young age, when they offer them free college educations that they don't offer to the American public, they realize that they are going to be more susceptible to government propaganda, to government control, than the people who are here already. That's why they want to bring them in at an early age. Every dictator, going back to the time of Plato's Republic, understood, give me a child when they're young and impressionable, and of course they're mine for life. That's a large part of what government schools are about. That's the purpose of them. That's why they want to bring them in. That's why they want to lavish this state education on them. We'll be right back with our InfoWars crew live on the ground in California. Stay with us.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And Austin, we have a situation. In America, we have a planned crisis, which, of course, Obama and Pelosi and others see as an opportunity. We've got Obama enticing children to be recklessly endangered by their parents who abandon them or accompany them through child trafficking, through pedophile rings, through human trafficking, through drug cartel gangs, through deserts. We have congressmen who are barred from talking to these same children to see what the circumstances are, to interview them, to see how they're being treated, to see where they came from, where they're going, to inquire about their well-being. We also have journalists barred from doing the same thing. We have our own journalists threatened with imprisonment for taking pictures outside of a military base, not inside the military base, but from the outside on public land. This is a story the mainstream media is not telling. That's why we've sent the InfoWars crew out to California, and we're going to be joined right now with our InfoWars team live on the ground. What's up, guys?
Hey, this is Jakari Jackson reporting for InfoWars.com. We're at the epic border shutdown in Murrieta, California. Now, David, when we first talked to you, we were outside the Border Patrol station. You may be able to see it off in the distance there. But now we've moved down because we want to talk to some of the patriots, because there's a lot of rhetoric. There's a lot of name-calling in the mainstream media trying to label these guys, trying to put them in a box. But we have somebody who just completely tears up that box, will not fit inside of it. Mr. Garza, Mr. Garza, would you join us here today? Now, this is a gentleman we had a chance to meet last night, and I'll let him introduce himself. But he is basically telling us that the mainstream media comes down here, they listen to his words, but they don't report what he says because he's somebody who's not the stereotypical guy out here. They want you to see the 35-year-old white male veteran or his wife or so forth, but they don't want to talk about guys like this. So, Mr. Garza, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Robert Garza. I'm from Lake Elsinore, California. It's not too far from here, like 5 miles. And I've been living here for a long time. And this is the media is not covering us, the truth, the real story. You know, none of us are racist here. I've only seen racial things on the other side. The La Raza people, the Brown Berets, they're basically the Mexican KKK. They're out here calling us names, coconut.
That's what coconut means.
Brown on the outside and white on the inside.
And they're directing these comments to you.
Yes, yes, they are.
Because you don't go along with their official narrative, their official party line. So tell us about your heritage.
I'm Mexican, Tejano. My dad's from Texas. You know, my family fought against Santa Anna during the Spanish or the Mexican-American War, you know, to liberate Texas. And I have Native American blood, Comanche, Cherokee, Navajo, and a little bit of German.
Right. So you have a lot of things going on in your heritage. So as a Mexican-American, a Native American, you know, what's your view of this border situation?
It's an orchestrated crisis. You know, Obama's doing this on purpose, you know, to distract from the real issues, the collapsing economy and the drug war that's failing.
That has been failing for a very long time. And I know, David, you have many strong opinions about the drug war as well. But we'll stay on topic here. So tell us, you know, when did you start coming out here to these type of events? And, you know, what things have you personally witnessed?
I came the day after they turned the buses away. And there's only a few patriots here at that time. And I just noticed the news wasn't reporting very fairly for our side. You know, I interviewed with the LA Times and they cut me out, you know, completely because they didn't want to hear what I had to say. Because it's not a racial issue, and they didn't like that agenda. They have their own agenda to push, and they don't like me.
As far as the mainstream media, you said the LA Times was out here. Have you personally witnessed any other people? We see Fox News out there right now. Yeah. Have you seen any other mainstream outlets?
CNN was here. They weren't covering really our side. They were covering. There was a girl here protesting us, saying that we're on stolen land. And then when I proceeded to tell. That, you know,
we're starting to lose Native transmission there.
She just ignored me. You know,
okay, we got it back.
Her, she was fake crying.
Oh. Okay, sorry. We'll try to reconnect.
Yeah, we're starting to lose connection there.
But
we're starting to lose connection there, Jakari. I think we've got you back now, though. I wanted to ask him about how this was spun the other day. Of course, it was implied by the media that the violence that were there, that the people that were there that got arrested, that they were protesting the open borders, but from the video that we saw that Paul Joseph Watson put up yesterday on Infowars.com in an article, it appeared that the people that got arrested were those who were supporting illegal immigration and open borders. Is that what he saw there, what Mr. Garza saw there?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. What happened was there was a lady here on our side, the Patriot side, who was Hispanic, but you won't hear that in the media. And these La Raza people came and attacked her. Physically, and the cops had to arrest them.
What type of, you know, you'd say they attacked her physically, what do they do?
Slapped her hand because they tried to come up close to her and take pictures, and she slapped, you know, she tried to move them away, and they pushed her.
You know, you talk about the KKK, that's something we saw back in the Civil Rights Movement. Some of the people that got the most severe beatings were the white people that were marching in civil rights because they drew the ire of the KKK more so even than the black people. So I'm not surprised that that La Raza would single out an Hispanic lady and attack her. Of course, they always seems like when they operate as gangs, whether it's gangs of BLM agents in Nevada or whatever, it seems like they always pick out the females are the weakest people in the group to pick on them.
That's exactly right, David. And I will say for these federal agents, you know, I know you and I, as well as the other InfoWars crew members, we often come in contact with the so-called authorities. But the people out here, they've been very polite and friendly, at least the people we personally talked to. We haven't had any issues with the Border Patrol or any other people, so I will give them that for this issue. But we don't want to forget that the Border Patrol, that these ICE agents are being told to stand down. You know, go on a furlough, you know, take a week off vacation. Don't monitor these stations. Don't monitor these processing checkpoints and all these other things. Just let the people come on through, and then we'll deal with them once they get here. And that's the thing that you always keep hearing, David. And it's like, well, since they're here, now we have to deal with them. It's like, well, why don't we try to put something in place so they necessarily cannot get here the illegal way? Of course, we want people to be able to come to this country legally, and I'm sure Mr. Garza does as well. But, you know, you have to have the right things in place, the right system in place. So, Mr. Garza, can you tell us, you know, to anybody out there who may be from these Central American countries or any other country for that matter, there are many other people coming through these border checkpoints. What would you say to them if they want to come to this country?
You know, there's right channels to do it, and the way they come in is dangerous. You know, you're going to face a lot of, like, bad people coming through here through Mexico and Central America, and they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to abuse you.
Yeah, we've seen the stories about the young ladies coming through. Sometimes the young ladies are traveling alone. They get raped. They get exploited by the coyotes. Coyotes take their money and just drop them off someplace. So there are very real travel concerns.
Yeah, it's not worth the risk to your life, you know. And the problem is the administration is encouraging this, and the people don't even realize how dangerous it really is, you know.
And, yeah, because they want to talk about issues that are very relevant. They talk about the health concerns. They talk about how some of these guys come in, they're gang-affiliated. Those are very real concerns. But something that everybody can understand is the bottom line, the bottom dollar. How much is this going to cost, and, you know, who's going to pay for this? You know, Obama is not taking this money out of his personal bank account to bring these people here. So it's the people of San Bernardino, California. Back in 2009, they had to pay about $60 million for welfare benefits for these illegal immigrants. And how much more are the people here in Murrieta? That's what all the people are telling us. They say, you know, I have no problem with these people coming here. I just can't afford it. I have two kids in my house already. I can't afford a third, especially when it's not my own. You know,
right.
do you find people say those similar sentiments?
Yeah, myself included. You know, I'm looking for a second job right now because I have a child on the way in. We can't make it. You know, my house is underwater. We have troubles here. You know, help us. You know, they're not going to help us.
No, they don't want to help you. They want to say that you're a racist or you're a, you know, whatever term they use now. They don't want to talk about the real severe issues that's going to have on you. And then, you know, okay, so when America brings all these people in that it can't afford because we honestly don't take care of our people right now. So when we start to look like an El Salvador or whatever else, and then it's going to like everybody wants to go to Canada, everybody wants to go to Switzerland. And then it's like, oh, you're a racist because you want to allow all these people in.
But that's what they want. They want the collapse. They want us all equally poor. I mean, that's their plan. That's been their plan, you know.
Let me ask you, Mr. Garza, about Murrieta. How far from the border are you, and how are they bringing these people in, and how would you characterize the people that are being brought in? Are they mostly children, or are they young adults, or are they older adults?
You know, they say they're children, but I personally haven't seen any because, you know, they turn the buses away pretty quick. But I doubt it's just children. I mean, who knows? They were classifying people who were like 18, 19 as children.
All the way up to 31 years of old, age, wow. They're considered to be children under the DREAM Act. So that includes anybody up to 31 years of age under the DREAM Act. But so they're being bussed in from the border. How far are you from the Mexican border?
I think we're about like maybe 80 miles, 100 miles. Okay. Yeah, we're kind of far. I mean, it's not that close.
Okay, so you're within that 100-mile constitution free zone.
Yeah.
So do you get hassled ordinarily by ICE agents? Do they set up checkpoints to ask people what country they're from?
There was a checkpoint on the 15 coming north, but I don't know if it's in operation right now because of the funding, but they have before. They took me out of the car, and they asked to search the car, and this is when I was, like, 16, so I didn't know my rights back then, so mm-hmm. I got taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll do, David, because people need to realize just because you get a pass from the Border Patrol does not make you a U.S. citizen. At any time, a proactive ICE agent come knock on your door, hey, sir, you need to come with me. Well, the Border Patrol said, I can stay here. Well, that was the Border Patrol. I'm ICE. You're going to the immigration hearing. So, I mean, it's something that's very relevant that people need to understand. And then they always parade out the kids. It's all for the kids. It's all this. It's all that. And, you know, we want the kids to have, you know, good schools and good health care and all these other things. But you can't forget about the kids here. You know, we have failing test grades here in the United States. You know, we can't educate the kids that are already here. How much more we have to split our resources to try to teach these classes in Spanish or some other dialect?
Oh, absolutely. And Pelosi said she wanted to bring all the children home with her, but of course she couldn't.
She took zero. Me and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, she's like, I want to take all the kids home. We're like, well, I didn't see any kids.
That's right.
Her armored compound. And on more than that, we do have Joe Biggs standing by. I think he's ready to get in here. But, you know, Mr. Garza, I just want you to give us any of your final thoughts.
You know, people wake up. You know, both sides are exploiting this issue, the Republicans and the Democrats. There are two different sides of the same coin, you know. They both have agendas. That's why I say seek alternative people, outsiders, you know, like a Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, you know, because the establishment's not going to help us. They're not here to help us.
Well, hang on. We're getting ready to go to a break, and we're going to be right back with our InfoWars team on the ground in California. We've just been talking to a Murrieta, California resident, Mr. Garza, who is Hispanic, and he was telling us about La Raza and how they essentially are turning on the Hispanic people there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and we were just talking to our crew live on the ground in California, in Murrieta, California. And, of course, there, a third group of immigrants, illegal immigrants, that have been flown from Texas to San Diego were turned away by a crowd of citizen protesters there, concerned about the fact that the border has been opened up and essentially collapsed. In the last segment, we had Jakari Jackson talking to a Mr. Garza of Hispanic origin there, and he was talking about how La Raza, far from trying to be embracing, you know, we hear that if you oppose the open borders that you are somehow racist, and yet he said they were acting essentially as an Hispanic KKK. Let's go back to our InfoWars crew live on the ground in California.
All right, I'm Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs here live in Murrieta, California at the epic shutdown of the border. I just spoke to a true patriot over here, and he told me something I found very interesting. He said, we are importing poverty. I like that. I liked how he said that. I thought that was a very interesting quote. You know, there's a lot of people starting to show up out here right now. A lot of people are very passionate about this. The town of Murrieta, the people here are true Americans, you know, to be able to come out here and stand up and say, no, we're not dealing with this anymore.
You know, you're not only importing poverty, but you're also importing voters as well. They've given them, in California, they've just said they're going to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. They're going to issue them driver's licenses. And, of course, we know that there's been a lot of voter fraud in a lot of different areas using illegal immigrants. It's going to be very easy for them to get a voter registration if they're going to give them driver's licenses. And we've already had a lot of jurisdictions say that they want illegals to vote. And part of that, I think, Joe, is that this is all about the North American Union. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're going to break that down in more detail for people. But, of course, Nancy Pelosi doesn't really see the difference between people that are coming from what we would perceive as being different countries. She says we have just one community, but it happens to have a border running through it. She doesn't see that as any more consequential than the border between Texas and Oklahoma, for example.
Well, one of the gentlemen I spoke to earlier, he was saying that, you know, one of these kids from Central America at the age of 15 could break down an AK-47 blindfold because they've been growing up in a world of war, basically, nonstop, you know, with poverty and a lot of battle going on between the people. So to say that this is some new crisis down there is just complete and total, you know, lies. You know, they've been dealing with this stuff forever. So when these guys come over, we don't know who they are. You know, they have PTSD in a sense. They're young, impressionable minds that can be altered and brainwashed. And like you said, those will turn into votes. And then next thing you know, they take our guns away and things like that. It's a scary situation out here.
It's much easier to take young people. I think that's why they're focused on this at this point. They created the DREAM Act 2 years ago. They made it very clear, however, just recently, that it wasn't going to merely apply to people who were already here. They were using it to bring people here now and in the future. And Obama is essentially incentivizing this kind of immigration. He's enticing people to put their children in danger. Mr. Garza, that we were just talking to there in Murrieta, knows that area very well. He knows the dangers that people are going through. We prosecute parents who leave their children locked up in a hot car during the summer. Why is it that our administration is incentivizing people to either do that to their children and expose them to the dangers of drug cartels as well as human trafficking as well as the dangers of the desert? Why are we incentivizing that instead of discouraging that?
I mean, exactly. The only way that these kids can make it from Central America through Mexico is through these cartels. That's the only way they get passage. I mean, there's nothing safe about it whatsoever. I mean, you're a parent sending your child off with the drug cartels in hopes that they'll make it out there. I mean, who does that?
Yeah, and of course, as we've seen, they haven't been able to, the residents have prevented anybody from getting into that facility so far. But in other areas where they have brought in people into the facilities, we've seen a congressman in Oklahoma who wanted to go in and inquire about the safety and the well-being of the children. He was told he was not going to be allowed to do that. HHS is now saying that reporters are not going to be able to video record any of these children. They're not going to be able to talk to them. They can't even ask questions until after the event. They can then submit questions. What kind of, have you had any interactions so far there in Murrieta, California, with any of the immigration officials or the Border Patrol people?
No, they're pretty much staying right over there at the very entrance to the Border Patrol area with the pro-amnesty people. That's where lamestream media is posted up right now. You know, none of them have been down this way. Some cops have driven by. But the cops that have driven by and some of the Border Patrol, from what I've heard over the past few days, they wave at everybody on this side. I think they're a little bit more on the side because the people of Marietta, like I said, are standing together as one for this. The people who are the pro-amnesty.
We're coming up to a break, Joe. We're coming up to a break. Thanks so much. We're going to be having more reports through the week from Murrieta, California, with our InfoWars crew live on the ground.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and I'm going to be joined in the next segment by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who writes for WND. Before I go to him, I want to tell you that we now have a special up on the InfoWarsStore.com. ProPure Water Filtration, of course, we have a promo code to save 10% off your regular ProPure purchase, and use the code WATER, W-A-T-E-R, to save 10%. But also, for a limited time only, we have a free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure G2.0 Big System. And we team up with ProPure to provide you with a new gold standard of water filtration systems. It takes the traditional gravity filtration systems and updates it for the 21st century. This is the way that you can protect your family as well as yourself. And this is something that protects you whether you're on a well system or whether you're on a municipal system. Of course, the municipal system, they're going to be putting fluoride, chlorine, a lot of different things into the water. In your own system, you may find in your groundwater, if you have a well, you may find that you've got glyphosate in it. Well, this will filter both of those out. So that's, again, a limited time offer of a free wire stand with a purchase of a 2.0 big system, as well as 10% off of the filter itself with the code word water. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've been talking this whole program about the collapse of the border, because the collapse of the border is not simply about that. It's about the collapse of America. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy to collapse the economy, to accelerate and expand the welfare state so quickly that the country cannot afford it, and it will collapse the country. That's also what Obamacare is about. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy, and they are putting it on with steroids right now. But there's also a question of what do they do after they collapse America? Well, that question was asked at a seminar a couple of weeks ago in London, and David Petraeus was the one who was chosen to give the answer. And he said, well, what comes after America? What comes after the collapse of America, that is? Well, he says that's easy, North America. And he goes on to say that for 20 years now, we've had the North American Free Trade Agreement. And what is happening now that we see in America is that being made an established fact. If they had done it right away when they passed the legislation, people would have realized what's going on. But people don't realize it when it happens to them very slowly. We had Pelosi go last Saturday to the border and make it very clear that she didn't see a couple of different countries. She just saw one community, North and South, and it just happened to have a border running through it. Let's play those quotes, and I want to get Dr. Jerome Corsi to comment on that. Here's Pelosi and Petraeus in the middle.
Anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it.
Boldly proclaimed the coming North American decades as the title now. It's founded on recognition that if you put these three economies together, as has been the case 20 years into the North American Free Trade Act implementation, you find unique countries in terms of demographics.
We're all Americans in this hemisphere, North and South America, and this crisis that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
There we go. This is not a crisis, but it's an opportunity to essentially make NAFTA an established fact. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us from WND. Dr. Corsi, what do you make of what you just heard?
Well, I reported on both WND, and I've been writing about this now going back to about 2005, that there is a move on the left, globalist move, to create a North American Union. And we saw it even under President Bush with the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. These themes don't stop. And the key to getting this to succeed, there's two keys. One is it has to be a stealth methodology. In other words, the globalists and the politicians like President Obama advancing this agenda have to be able to deny they're doing it. And secondly, it has to be done in a gradual enough way so that people don't catch on, or so the next step seems natural or logical. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, if you'd had this influx of kids across the border, and they're not kids coming across the border, these are predominantly teenagers. A great number of them are gang members, drug cartel dealers, mixed in with criminals, terrorists. I mean, we're doing no background checks, we're doing no health checks, and it's not a refugee problem. This is a created crisis to flood the border with children, maybe 200,000 of them, because the play the globalists, the Democratic left are making is that Americans will be too soft-hearted. We won't want to, you know, send these kids back home.
Yeah.
And in the process, what we do is we blur the border. 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been tolerated. But today, I'm sorry, this is just a very, very...
I think it's a situation where essentially it looks like they're taking the mask off. And that's what I find very troubling. We're seeing that they're accelerating this expansion of the welfare state at the same time that they're essentially doing a bit of a reveal here. I thought it was pretty astounding to hear the comments of both Pelosi and Petraeus to say that, this is about the North American Union. We, of course, have had it for 20 years. And now we see that we have some unique demographics is the kind of euphemisms that Petraeus had. I also thought it was interesting that this was done at the Margaret Thatcher Conference on Liberty. I mean, here's somebody who went to Bilderberg and went, you know, toe-to-toe with these people and was driven out because she didn't like the European Union. And, of course, the European Union is just a different part of the strategy for the North American Union. They want to consolidate everything after they get these regional consolidations.
Well, see, George Bush, I mean, here's what I'm talking about. George Bush went down to the border to declare 2005 the Security and Prosperity Partnership and had these SPP meetings with the head of Mexico and the head of Canada. And so just having the three of them together there on the stage, the flags all together, presents to, visual image, subliminally, that this is North America. Now, of course, we beat that back. I wrote a book called The Late Great USA. Alex Jones fought it very hard, as did WND, making this agenda obvious to our readers and to people listening to your radio show, that, in fact, this was a conscious effort, just like the European Union had been created as a socialist, communist methodology. You know, we don't need borders. We really are all one entity. And creating these regional groups, North America, then trade groups has always been the methodology. We do a NAFTA and then say, oh, that's just for trade. But ultimately, it brings with it a whole political structure to make the trade work and to resolve disputes in trade.
And Dr. Corsi, as we're talking about the NAFTA, and they see this as an accomplished fact, I think that explains why, when you're talking about George Bush being down there, that you covered it with the flags and everything, I think that's why the GOP has not only been silent about this, but essentially complicit in it. You know, they're talking about, well, this is, we've heard this from them as well, saying this is an opportunity for us to do immigration reform. But you're talking about how they bring this in with the trade agreements. We now see that they're moving beyond the step of consolidating regions like North America and Europe. They're now moving to join those areas into a world government with a secretive trade agreement. The Transatlantic Partnership, we also see the Trans-Pacific Partnership, those are being negotiated in complete secrecy without any input or oversight from the public, and certainly not even from our elected representatives.
I've been writing about those for 2 years, warning people they're coming.
Yeah. Yes.
So what you have is Congress not giving fast-track authority, which would have been designed to rubber stamp the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the one the Obama administration wanted to do first. Mm-hmm. But see, the globalists don't mind because they've had the first salvo. They've put in people's minds that this is coming. Even if they don't win this round, when they come back the next time, it's going to seem like, oh, well, we've heard this before. And the desensitizing of Americans to the fact that we are North America, that, there is no border, that we can let these people transmigrate at will, that, the whole idea that Republicans think we get cheap labor with the migrants coming in, and the Democrats think we get a generation of new Hispanic Democratic voters, and the Democrats are going after a permanent presidential majority for the future with African Americans, Hispanics, single women. Mm-hmm. They're playing identity politics. They're playing interest group politics. They're promising everybody Obama phones and food stamps and Dream Act and you name the promises. The socialists always come on promising utopia. What you get at the end is slavery. What you get at the end is the loss of rights, the loss of nation. I mean, just take a look at where the country is. We're moving into part-time employment. As I've said, going back to the World Trade Organization, the globalists have put the jobs in China. Massive numbers of Americans have been unemployed.
Especially among our youth. We're supposed to embrace the youth of other countries with this Dream Act, and yet it's American youth who have such amazingly high unemployment. And, of course, they're not going to be given college educations unless they become indentured servants. But immigrants from other countries who come here illegally can get in-state tuition at any state that they want to go to, and many times they get a free ride going through there. But I guess I think the most important thing that we could get across to people, Dr. Corsi, is to get them to not look at this as something that is simply Obama, but this is something, as you pointed out, it's been going on for decades, going back to the beginning of the North American Union. And it's not a matter of incompetence either, because this is a plan. Many people don't understand that it's about America being taken down. They just look at it and they say, well, we're making a mistake, or it's incompetent, or Obama doesn't know what he's doing. But it's none of those things. This is a deliberate plan. And we can't even get people to understand what they see as being completed, and that's the North American Union, while they're working on the very next stage. They're laying the groundwork and establishing the legislative agreements to establish the next stage of consolidation between these different economic areas.
Well, and that's the logic of the Collard Piven socialist argument, is that, you know, you say, okay, well, we don't want to disadvantage these children coming across the border, or certainly we care about poverty. And, you know, clearly the workers around the world, we want to help the world develop. So using good, you know, normal human emotions, these agreements are put into place, which are completely at odds, which will destroy the system. The architects like Jean Monnet, who designed the European Union, socialist, background, they all said, well, if we could just have a united Europe, we wouldn't have a World War III. World War I was the rise of Germany, you know, against England and France. World War II was a repeat. We don't want Germany rising again, so we'll create a North American, we'll create a European Union. Well, that was a lie. That whole thing was a lie. It was designed from the beginning to make Europeans be one government. And the government is in Brussels and Luxembourg. You get unappointed, unrepresentative, not elected bureaucrats, nameless bureaucrats writing your laws, producing volume after volume of rules and regulations that you have to obey, and pretty soon you've lost your freedom. That's the goal from the beginning. And to wake people up to see that they're being led along this path step by step, as the Collard Piven is a lying strategy, and it's a progressive strategy. It's put into place a little bit at a time, always previewing a little bit ahead, but assuming, even when you've lost, even when, you know, the North American Union didn't get voted in, even when the Security and Prosperity Partnership had to be disbanded because of criticism of President Bush, President Obama comes in and presumes that North America is already going into place because the idea has already been lodged in people's minds.
Oh, yes. And do you see any sign whatsoever that there's anyone in the GOP that is effectively going to do anything about it? I mean, we see that the NDAA Act, where they say the military can arrest people at will and just disappear them off the street, hold them indefinitely without due process, that's a bipartisan issue. It appears that certainly the GOP leadership is fully on with this. They call it immigration reform, but we haven't seen any pushback against what Obama is doing from the GOP. Have you seen any pushback that you're aware of?
Not significantly. And look, this has nothing to do with not passing immigration reform.
Right.
This has to do with President Obama refusing to obey the laws that are on the books to enforce border security.
Exactly.
Going back to the Secure Fence Act, which was, you know, Duncan Hunter, when he was in Congress, pushed forward, representative from San Diego. Congress voted the Secure Fence Act, and then Republicans like Kay Bailey Hutchinson in Texas came along and stripped the law of its, you know, the necessity to build a fence by putting in an appropriations bill for DHS. The fence didn't have to be built if the local officials felt there was a better alternative to securing the border. So virtually no fence got built.
Right, right. You know, well, we now see that we've got an American general who's saying this is an existential threat to the United States. And, of course, I'm sure you're aware this has been a plan for a long time to try to create a kind of martial law situation. I'm very concerned about a military buildup at our border. I'm even concerned about a fence. I want to remove the incentives that are drawing people in, but we can't even seem to do that, can we?
Well, you've got to have border security. You have to have a border.
Yes.
And the one that's this porous has got to be secured. What does frighten me is this creeping big brotherism. I mean, the national security, the NSA, being able to monitor every phone call, look at every email, monitor our discussion on Skype and a radio broadcast, archive all this data. This is the beginning of a totalitarian state. It's the beginning of the state punishing people for thought crimes.
Yeah.
And the left is intolerant. The left is the one who are the globalists, and they're intolerant. They will not. They don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't believe in free speech. They believe that, you know, you're wrong if you disagree with them. You're immoral. You're not sufficiently evolved to understand, you know, their lofty moral concepts. Well, the lofty moral concepts have been rejected by biblical principles going back 2,000 years and by the American exceptionalism, which even the Republicans deny. You know, you've got...
Well, there's a great deal of hypocrisy that's going on. We've got Joe Biden and Jerry Brown on record back in 1975 saying, we can't take any more Vietnamese. We can't open up our borders to them. Why should we take care of them? And these are the same people who, as you pointed out earlier, they're looking to create a Democratic majority. This is essentially gerrymandering by importation, I believe. And, you know, but part of that is, of course, it's a collapse of the economy, rebuild it with this new demographic that they're bringing in. And then all of this fits into the globalist consolidation that we see going on. But I want to ask you about...
let me make a point.
Yes, hang on. We're going to come back right after the break. We got to come back. I'll let you make your point. And I wanted to ask you about the hypocrisy of Homeland Security, the same agency opening up the borders completely and yet not standing down in any way whatsoever at the airports or on our roads. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have on the phone Dr. Jerome Corsi. We've just been talking about his article, the astonishing statement from General Petraeus in London a couple of weeks ago at the Thatcher Conference on Liberty, saying, "What comes after America?" And of course, his answer was the North American Union. And if you want to understand what's going on with the border collapse, it's not just the collapse of the border, the collapse of the economy, the rebuilding into a Democrat, or I should say a socialist majority, but it's also this consolidation. And just before we went to the break, we had to cut off Dr. Corsi. He wanted to make a point. Go ahead, Dr. Corsi. What was it that you wanted to say?
Well, I want to explain that this opening of the border is a conscious plan by the globalist political left in particular this time around, and the Democrats. There's a full understanding. By the time we have several million children, and they're not children, these are teenagers. Many of them are criminals. Many are gang members. Many are cartel members. Who knows who they are? We're not doing any background checks or medical checks. Though the next thing, it'll be chain immigration. The next thing that happens is they'll try to settle these children with relatives. These kids will want their parents and their other relatives to come here. The government stayed with this 13 million Hispanics immigrated into the United States. It could be 23 million. It could be 33 million. We don't really know. And it becomes a revolving door. Mm-hmm. So that pretty soon we are Central America, and the people who are here, work here to the extent they can. They're underclass. We're going to have to educate them. They'll vote Democrat. They'll want all the benefits they've been promised, food stamps, Dream Act education, you name it. And then they'll go back to their countries to live in retirement with the money they've made here. But at the same time, they're coming with no understanding of America, of our history, of our values, of our Constitution. They're trained in a progressive sense. They are socialists, and the Democrats are fully understanding that their goal is to create Democratic voters, to erase the borders, and to push ahead into this global, socialist idea of a North American Union.
Well, yes, and of course, and they've been doubling the estimates of the number of people coming in just every couple of days. As you're pointing out, this is going to be very similar to the anchor babies that we've seen in the past, and yet this is going to be essentially anchor teens, if you will. But they're not even teenagers. I mean, they're not necessarily young children, teenagers. This includes people up to the age of 31, according to the Dream Act.
And look, the Republicans are complicit in this because the Republicans are equally globalist. They want the idea of free labor. The Republicans have been told by the establishment Republican Party, including the Mitt Romneys of the world, that they'll offend the Hispanics if they don't if they're not Democrat light and mm-hmm. go all the things the Democrats want to do. The Republicans should be saying, no, look, we'll have legitimate, legal immigration. We will have people here who we want here who can contribute and can work. We want people here who will build families and will take an oath of allegiance to the United States of America, say the Pledge of Allegiance, not be part of Mexico or some other country in Central America, just living here. And that's part of the difficulty. We're not immigrating with an intent to absorb into America a new group of people. Yes. These people are bringing with them Central America and Mexico.
And that's why immigration needs to be controlled, because there's a limit to how many people can be assimilated into a society without balkanizing it into different groups. I think this is very much Obama's youth core that he's talked about. Is that your take on it? Oh, looks like we're...
It's also identity politics, dividing one group against the other. The losers here are going to be the American blacks, unfortunately, and that's another long story.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Jerome Corsi, WND, and of course, he's written on this. We hope that we can get people to see the larger picture, and the larger picture is not just the Cloward and Piven, but it's also what replaces it. And of course, they've already seen that is NAFTA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.